Last time on Exiled, the team started their careers at the Future Foundation, which ended with Enchantress training with Arthur Harkness, Sorcerer Supreme, to expand her magics, and smoking with wannabe supervillain Bethany Whitman. Wendigo and Gorilla Man were exposed as fraudulent teachers before ending up at the mansion of Joan Storm with tinfoil hats on, and Jean got closer to Sam Summers before ending up in the White Hot Room, face to face with the Phoenix Force. What's going to happen this week? We'll find out now on Exiled.
I'm James, and I play a Wendigo.
I'm Jen. I play...
Hold on. He didn't say where you can find him on...
Don't we do that in the middle?
Fine. People can find me on Twitter at least.
Let's do that at the end, Luke.
You have been changing that on me. I'm literally the person who edits these.
Okay. Name and character at the beginning... contact info in the middle. Decreed.
James was a... Okay. All of us agree to this decree?
Sure, but I guarantee you I'm going to forget it.
James is the worst.
Try and gaslight.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
No. I generally default to only saying my name at the beginning, I think, and then my contact information at the end. So I think I'll be good.
No, you have ended it with saying at least, and that got everybody on the last two episodes that we recorded to say their name and where you can find them on Twitter.
It's true, you did.
I swear I'm not shitposting when I say I don't remember that.
God,
I know shit. But I am the person who actually listens to all of these, along with Jack.
I haven't even listened to the latest ones, and I remember that.
Okay, so Jen, where can people find you?
No.
Wait, you're the one who remembers everything perfectly, right, Luke?
Everything after I've edited it.
I'm Jen. I play the Enchantress.
I'm Devin, and I play Gorilla Man.
I'm Kaylee. I play the time-traveling Jean Grey.
And I'm Luke, your game master. Let's get rolling. So, who wants to be up first in following up story stuff? I mean, we have three distinct plot lines and an hour to get through this adventure.
I say we should let Jen corrupt another
cool.
youth.
Yeah,
that was
a good
idea.
It.
Yeah, so, Jen, you had gotten done with your internet research, where you found the story about the Phoenix and the Goblin. So, Jen, what are your Enchantress plans?
I think after finding her, getting the computer research, she decides to turn in for her beauty sleep.
Okay, yeah. So you head in, you've got a, sort of, like, small apartment set up, where you share a living space with another pair of roommates, but then you and Jean also share a room and a bathroom.
I think I go into my room and turn back into an adult.
So then we will cut over to Gorilla Man and Wendigo at Joan Storm's mansion. Both of you guys have on your tinfoil hats, correct?
Yes.
Obviously. We're considerate guests.
Well, she has invited you into her house. And you had no idea who she was, and so she sits down. This is a opulent mansion. It's a mix between a lot of old school furniture and then like some more modern designy pieces. So it's like marble floor, but then she has very 80s modernist style architecture and furniture in here. Just so you've got a good visual. She sits down in her chair and she's like, "So you're from an alternate universe, then?"
I'm pretty sure last episode I scrupulously maintained my cover identity. Fine, if I said it, then I said it.
Yeah.
But not before everyone had the chance to narc on their teammates.
I ratted you out. They already knew I ratted you out. You got me fired. You took me with you.
No, you approached the storms and were like, hey, this isn't really who I am. We're here from another universe.
No. I said he was from another universe. I maintained that I was still who they thought I was. They just didn't believe me. I absolutely kept my character there.
No,
you did not.
Listeners, send your complaints to @Coltreg on Twitter.
That's spelled LEASK. Yeah, Joan is sitting down in the chair. It was Gorilla Man who ratted you out for the book. Well, it was Gorilla Man who came
back. I like how quick James is to take responsibility for ratting me out.
I'm pretty sure I ratted everyone else out. Like, who? I maintain that I ratted everyone else out except me, and that they just didn't believe me.
Well, when Sam Summers was asking for help, they told her not to pay attention to Gorilla Man because he came from another universe.
That's it. That is true.
Oh boy.
That is true. I did do that.
And then he told her to get some poutine.
That is true.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went down.
Yeah, that's Kaylee's girlfriend's fault, not ours.
Then Sam Summers went and narked on us.
Huge slam on Sam Summers.
Anyways, I maintain my cover identity to Joan. I don't know if she believes me.
Well, what are you actually saying? Or
I don't remember what my fake name was. I'm just saying that I tell her that's what my name is.
Roll me a psyche check.
Okay. That's in the yellow.
Okay, yeah, then you remember that your cover identity was Harrison Hudson.
There we go. I knew it started with an H.
And what are you saying, Gorilla Man?
Well, if James is going to go for that, I will also say that I am... Yeah, I don't remember who I was either. It was Red something. I'm going with that. It was some Russian.
Red Skelton.
Beloved comedian Red Skelton. Kragoff?
Yes.
How do I remember his character's name but not mine?
Because he also did a shitty Russian accent.
That's true.
Plus he was in the
crafting
first
a memorable
episode.
Persona here, James. What?
Huh?
Anyway.
What?
Anyway, we maintain our cover identities.
Yeah.
Joan quickly pulls out a phone and shares it with you. And it cuts to the scene where Wendigo's like, we're from alternate universes. We're here to help about the stars.
Okay, I might have said that.
He was joking.
Are you trying to find the stars or not?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
For alternate energy, because I am Dr. Hudson.
Joan pauses for a second and just gives you this look of, like, severe disbelief. And stands up and is like, okay, then if you are, you say you are, give me the hats back. And I guess you don't have any ways to help me with the alternate universes or stars or anything else.
Wait, I'm confused.
I think Luke's calling our bluff.
Joan is calling your bluff.
I would like to keep the hat.
Me too. It's fashionable now.
Do you want to pay me for the hats?
No, but I will play along with what you are saying and help you how I can.
Joan sighs heavily and just sits back down in the chair, invites you to sit down in chairs.
I sit down in the chair.
I'll sit with him.
Okay, so assuming that you are strangely interested in stars, which you should not be able to even clearly think about if you've been on this planet for a while, and assuming that you haven't been protected, there are no other stars, which scientifically there should be other stars out in space, and having our entire universe consisting of this solar system does not make sense. Correct?
Yes.
You're the astrophysicist.
I'm not an astrophysicist.
Oh.
Yeah. Supermodel slash philanthropist. But I just listened to smart people before they started doing some really, really dumb bullshit.
Gotcha.
So, there is a massive conspiracy by people who want you to believe that the universe is contained, and it includes some of the smartest people who push their single solar system agenda.
That would explain the tinfoil hats.
Yep.
But there is legitimate proof that there used to be more stars. Joan gets up and walks over to a photograph and points it out to you. Are you guys going to get up and look at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Apparently you don't like it when we don't do what your characters want.
You make it a lot more difficult, James. Okay, so you get up and it's a evening painting, or it's an evening spot, but you can see there's a normal number of stars in the sky.
How do you know that wasn't photoshopped?
Wait. What does Van Gogh's Starry Night look like in this universe, which I am absolutely from?
It depends on how you're looking at it. If you did not have those hats on, and if you had been here for longer than a day or so, you wouldn't be able to see the other stars here.
Well, that's super fascinating, legitimately. I say as one scientist to someone who is not a scientist.
Sure. If there is a massive conspiracy from the top on down to push the idea that the Earth is the only habitable planet, we are the only sentient life in space, and I'm not entirely sure why. I do know who's behind it, though.
Yeah, so who? So who's behind it, and how did you find out about it? Were you just doing crafts one day, and you put on the hat and realized?
No. The people behind it are Steven and Renee. How I stumbled onto this was, I used to volunteer and help out and do fundraising for the Future Foundation before things went south.
Oh, like a bake sale.
Sure. I came across two children who came in, they were suggested to be enrolled together, and one of them had the power to disrupt abilities. Her name's Jenny, she's in bed right now.
Well, keep that kid away from me. I would like to stay being a Wendigo. I don't know if that would affect things. Put her in a bubble. Mm-hmm.
That's a horribly mean thing to say for me to do.
Only while we're here. She doesn't have to be in a bubble all the time. Though her doing that to people without their consent, I think, is a little ethically hazy.
Well, I've been working to teach her how to use her powers.
Well, that's very good, actually. I apologize.
Yes. Jenny's power is to disrupt the abilities of others. When Renee and Steven saw this, they came after her. They wanted to get rid of her. They acted so strange. I grew up with my brother. I know how he acts, and that was the biggest moment that made me feel that something was wrong. Since our adventure into space, it slowly started building up, where we stopped seeing them looking out of this universe for other possibilities, where they stopped looking out of the solar system for other possibilities, for other worlds. They used to believe that there is something else out there, and now there's some of the most adamant people arguing against this idea. And I'm not sure what their end goal is. I'm not sure why they're doing this. I just know that whoever they are, they aren't who they used to be.
So what do you want us to do about it?
Well, since you're just teachers and you are apparently only interested in listening to what I have to say about stars and not finding something bigger, I really don't know what I can ask of you. If you have any ideas or suggestions, if you have connections to other students who might still be enrolled in the school, that would be helpful, but I'm assuming that you don't have that since you're...
Oh, our daughters are enrolled at the school.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you were the two men who went and enrolled the two girls who started at the school today?
Yes.
Of course.
That school we teach at.
Taught at. For a day.
That hurts.
Yeah, rude.
I can appreciate I'm hurting you right now, emotionally. Well, I'm sure it has been a very long day for you, so you are free to stay here for the night, and in the morning we can try and figure out some sort of solution to this problem. Is that agreeable?
Well, thank you.
I think that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
I will not sleep in a bedroom next to that devil child.
I have a mansion, so I have many, many bedrooms that you can stay in. I'd prefer you only stay in it one at a time, but I can get you one away from the children.
Thank you. Wait, children?
Yes. I adopted both Annie and also Jenny.
Who's Annie?
Annie has the power of teleprojection, so she can visually represent what she reads from other people's minds.
Okay, then.
And with that, Joan leads you up to the guest areas, and both of you get a nice bedroom. And please, while you're sleeping, make sure to keep the tinfoil hats on. Understood?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have any tape?
There's some by the bedside.
Thank you.
Yes. You guys get into bed. Anything you want to do before going to sleep?
I tape my hat onto my head.
It's probably a smart idea. I'll do the same.
Okay. And so you both go to bed. And we will now cut over to Gene in the white hot room.
Greetings, Jean Grey. I am the Phoenix.
So we finally meet.
I assume that you have heard of me in your travels.
It's impossible not to.
That sounds like it is not a positive thing.
I've heard what's happened to some other Jean Greys across the universe, and it ended rather badly for her.
I've had a glimpse into this once, many, many years ago, in a device called the Imkron Crystal. You are here because you are in danger. Your associates are as well.
What's wrong? What can we do?
I mean, I assume you've noticed that there's not really stars in space, which seems to possibly hint that there is no space beyond our solar system.
It seems to be what we've learned so far.
It's a isolationist movement. If there is nothing beyond your world, you must take care of your world. You must make it the best. You must find ways to optimize, to make the most effective use of what resources you have, if you understand me.
I think so. It's pretty drastic.
The people who are behind this are very drastic. They've sought to block me out. They've sought to cull whatever bloodlines I might show up in. I've mostly been stuck in the Shi'ar space, in Shi'ar bloodlines, because of the controls being masterminded. But your outside presence, your freedom from the influence that they've been building up, have allowed me to reach out to you. For how long, I'm not entirely sure.
Well, what can we do? How can we get the stars back?
It is a matter of the public's perception, and that is both on the psychic landscape and also in reality. This sort of distortion, I'm not entirely sure how it's being managed. It would require immense power and immense resources to spread this over on such a large scale and to dissuade anybody of thinking otherwise.
Who in this universe has that kind of power?
I feel that it is someone tied to what is known as the Goblin Force.
Oh dear.
Opposite in ways, though. While I seek destruction that leads to rebirth, the Goblin Force seeks only pure destruction.
That's scary.
It is a most horrific fate.
So, is there any way we can stop the Goblin Force?
If you were to travel into the astral plane, you might be able to reconnect with your teammates, protect them from whatever influence the Goblin Force would have on them, and not the Godwin Force. You may be able to connect with your teammates and, freed from the influence of the Goblin Force, find whoever is causing this distortion.
Alright, by the way, you don't happen to have any connection to this little thing called the Talus, do you?
I do not.
Just asking.
Though it does seem to bear some similarities to the Imchron Crystal.
Oh, wow. So...
But yes, I shall send you into the psychic plane. I shall send you into the astral plane, and you shall begin your journey. I would suggest finding a way to reach out to your team before it is too late for them.
Well, it's good to know that phoenixes aren't all bad.
We are very rarely bad. We often, I've sensed, come into contact with those who are not prepared for power.
Well, since a lot of them are me, I don't know how to take that, but yes, let's go on the astral plane.
Oh no, is my tinfoil hat going to keep Gene from being able to contact me?
We'll find out. And so you enter into the astral plane, and being as how this is part bullshit and part reality and part psychic plane, you do quickly see Amora in there with you.
What's up?
And you there, Jin?
Yep.
Amora, you are currently being influenced by this goblin force that was mentioned. In your mind, you're seeing what you understand of space and even of the nine realms starting to disappear. So roll me a psyche check to stand up against this.
Remember, you can reroll or lie. I don't encourage lying, though.
It's not nearly as fun, though. Mm-hmm. This was reason?
Psyche.
Psyche. Oh, they're the same. That's green.
You are trying to like fight against this because you know you literally come from the nine realms of Asgard. What your mind is trying to make you think is absolute bullshit, and that's helping, but you are taking some psychic damage as a result. And that's when we're going to pull out our astral plane character sheets.
Oh boy.
Oh, I thought that was for next episode. I did not at all prepare appropriately or enough.
That's fine. You've got the relatively easier one. You and Gorilla Man. So for those of you listening at home, the Astral Plane character sheets are using the Star Wars Edge of the Empire type setup. So It's a different role-playing game system that has some functions that I really like in regards to dice rolling. So, as a result of the psychic stress that you take, your strain is going to go down 1 point. So, wounds are physical health, strains are sort of stress and tiredness and that sort of thing. Jean, you see Enchantress struggling as she fights off this force and the another wave of this sort of energy that is over her comes to assault you. So can you roll me a discipline check? So the way that you're going to roll this check is that you see the skills area.
Right.
So you are going to have 2 points in will and 1 point in discipline. So in the dice roller, you would normally have 2 green dice. But because you have that 1 point in will, one of those green dice is going to be a yellow instead. So you're going to roll a green dice, a yellow dice, and then also a purple dice to represent the difficulty.
Are those in the dice roller?
Yeah, I put a link to that in chat.
Oh, okay, there it is. Okay. Oh, I see. So, sorry, say that again.
So, 1 green, 1 yellow, and 1 purple.
Okay. Green is triangle?
You only need to be concerned about the bottom. Yeah, the green ones are the triangle dice.
Okay.
So once you've rolled at the bottom under the explanation of what dice results were, you have a bunch of symbols. And if you hover over them, it tells you the value of those symbols.
Okay. Sort of
grouped. So could you tell me what your results are based on hovering over each of those sets of symbols?
Okay, here we go. 1 success.
Okay. So that success means that you have successfully driven it away. You don't have anything beyond that, but you hit your goal. Enchantress, give me a check right now for discipline. So you have...
So is that 2 green, 1 yellow?
You have 2 willpower points and then 1 rank in discipline. So your rank in discipline is going to up grade what would normally be 2 yellow die to 1 green and 1 yellow.
So 1 failure and 2 advantages.
Okay, so the failure means that you failed at your attempt to resist this, but you were able to have something good come out of it. So maybe you saw Jean coming over towards you and you realize that something is up.
I'm wondering, have I been in the astral plane? I, as a sorceress, do I spend time there?
Not necessarily on this level.
But, normally, the general concept of... Oh.
Yes.
I'm not, physically there, usually.
Yeah. Normally it's for astral movement or sneaking up on people. Not necessarily influencing things in a psychic world.
Okay.
So, Jean, roll me a discipline check, but add in a blue die. That will be the benefit that you get from the advantage that Enchantress rolled on her check.
I have a success and an advantage.
Yeah, so you're able to dispel the force that was attacking Enchantress here on the astral plane.
Yay.
Enchantress, you have just been saved. You aren't entirely sure what's going on here.
What does it look like here?
A lot of purpley smoke moving around in sort of a black nothing space, but you're able to walk around there is a floor here. But otherwise, sort of shapeless, cloudy fog void.
So how do my spells work in this... Can I still do the spells I know from...
Yes.
Or at least attempt to do them?
Yes, you can. Down at the bottom of, like, the bottom right area of your sheet are your force powers. And, Gene, you can also handle this right now. Next to your force powers, you have something called your force rating.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to want to roll that many of the white dice and record how many white dots you get. So you'll need to roll twice for those because each of you have 8 points. The game was sort of made for worlds without Jedi, so I had to give you guys extra buffs that the game doesn't necessarily have.
Okay, so I just want to sort of, like, make a... energy bolt just to test if I can in this space, and
so not necessarily
not to attack something, just to sort of shoot it off. What do I need to roll for that again?
Okay, you need to generate your force pool first.
Okay,
so that's where you're going to roll the 8 white dice.
8 white dice. That's 9.
And Kaylee, what did Jean get on her roll?
4 light side and 5 dark side.
The light sides are really the only ones that matter at this point. So, and I may adjust the pools depending on what the results are. So, Enchantress, if you want to use a energy bolt spell, you are going to make a check. It's just going to be equal to your discipline.
Okay.
With 2 purple dice added onto it.
Okay. 1, 2, 2.
And
oh my God.
Discipline is tied to will, so it's going to be 1 green, 1 yellow, and then 2 purple.
Got it. 2 successes.
Okay, yeah, so you're able to toss a bolt out there. You can sort of use these spells infinitely, but if you want to upgrade them to be better, that is where you need to spend your force points.
Do you have any idea what this is, Gene?
The Phoenix Force told me that it's the Goblin Force.
We're in the Goblin Force?
Oh, sorry. This is the Astral Plane. Our minds are here while our bodies sleep.
So that was the Goblin Force that you dispelled.
Seems like it.
Hmm.
The Goblin Force is what's behind the stars disappearing.
I want to start walking in a direction.
You are able to start doing that. Give me a presence check. So that's just going to be 2 green.
That's a success and an advantage.
Yeah, so you are able to start moving, and you feel that you're actually making some room. Gene, are you going to be following Enchantress?
Yes.
The two of you are moving, and as you do, you notice that this sort of purple hazy stuff around you, you're actually, like, moving through it. So there is depth to this area that you're in. And as you continue moving, you hear what seems to be a sound from above. And as you look up, you see this massive green burning form above you. And that is the Goblin Force. We are going to take a break here and go into the question segment. Okay, so where can people find people? Oh, Devin died. Welcome back, Devin. Welcome back, Devin. Okay. So where can people find people? James.
People can find me on Twitter at Leask, L-E-A-S-K. And I think on Mastodon at the same thing, at least whatever instance of Mastodon I'm on. I don't know. I logged onto it twice. Find me there. I'm also Leask on Elo. Why not?
I don't understand Mastodon either.
I got an Elo ad the other day. Who's still using it? No one knows.
I get Elo emails literally every day.
Good God.
I have never once used it.
You can find me at StreetOverGen on Twitter and Elo. You can also find my artwork at StreetOverGen.com or BeefHunks.space.
You can find me on Twitter at Fred O'Fett, and you can also hear me on the podcast Multiversal Q with our Game Master Luke.
You can find me on Twitter at RonchRonchRonch, and you can find my writing on the Eisner-nominated WomenWriteAboutComics.com.
And I'm Luke. You can find me at on Twitter at Koltreg, that's KOLTREG, on Multiversal Q. I will have been at Heroes Con by the time you're listening to this. I'll let you know if I'm coming out to any other shows. And you can visit my portfolio site that I'm really bad about updating at lukehair.com.
If you ever have any complaints, you can always text Luke at 937-564-5783.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Can you repeat that?
It's 937-564-5783.
Nice.
And, who have we not played the dating game with yet?
Devin. Yeah, I think it's me.
Devin.
Okay. So, James, who would you set Gorilla Man up with?
I was going to say, is there a gorilla woman? But he can theoretically just bite someone and turn them into a gorilla.
Well, there is actually, like, a gorilla girl in
Marvel. Gorilla Girl, then. Tell me more about her. Wait. Gorilla Girl, like, is she a teenager? Because that seems kind of ethically gross here.
It wasn't super well defined. Her name is Fanbula Eddie, and she turns into a gorilla.
I say those crazy kids deserve a chance.
Okay. Jean.
I mean, I don't want to assume any heteronormativity, so, how about, Beast?
Enchantress.
I'm gonna say Bor Odinson right now because I'm mad at him.
so you want him to have to date a gorilla?
Oh no, I'm mad at Gorilla Man. I want him to have to date Bor.
Oh, okay. And Gorilla Man, who would Gorilla Man want to be set up on a blind date with?
Oh man, that's a tough question. We got Speedball from, like, the Marvel Apes universe. We could go with that.
Oh my god, I forgot there's a universe where literally everyone's an ape.
Yeah.
God, comics are stupid. Fuck it. I'm not into comics anymore. I'm into The Bachelorette.
No, don't do that. It's hell here.
Isn't there a puppet this season?
There is.
Yes.
And the puppet gets his own talk.
The puppet gets his own talking head sections, right? I actually have only watched the first episode so far, so this is all hearsay. Don't tell me anything. I have to fill up my bracket first.
Okay. I've heard that the puppet gets, like, talking head segments. Like, he's interviewed as if he's a person.
The puppet gets a dramatic French voiceover where he talks about how she does not love him. I disgust her.
This seems like the greatest show on earth.
It's wonderful.
So now, sort of coming back to the topic of heteronormativity, so is everybody in the party canonically queer, or how does that work out? Just so there is some level of definition, because we've learned Jean's deal in a way. At least she's a cyclopsexual. And we heard cyclophile.
Cycurious.
Ah! And we know Enchantress's attraction and types. But what about Wendigo and Gorilla Man?
Wendigo was panromantic asexual.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not into labels, Luke.
Gorilla Man just goes where the wind takes him.
Yeah, exactly.
Craigslist?
Man, I tried to use Craigslist on Sunday and nobody went and picked up my soil.
Was that a fucking euphemism?
Hello.
No, I bought a bag of potting mix and I offered it up like what I didn't use, because I had like 3 12-inch pots that I filled up with because I'm growing some lavender, and one was like, oh yeah, I'll pick it up, and then she never showed up, and there was this Eastern European guy who was like, oh yes, I want to take your potting mix, and it's like, Sorry, she called dibs and then she never showed up.
Well, here's what you do next time. You literally just say, someone's interested, but if you can be here first, all yours. Because I'm going to be honest with you. No one, like, the 3/4 minimum of everyone you contact is who says they will show up will not show up. And most of the ones who show up will try and get it for, like, a third of the price you said. And I know it's a bag of potting soil, so it's literally $5 generally tops. They will say they only have a dollar.
I was offering it for free.
Well, then they'll want you to pay them, like, $3.
They'll ask you to pay them for gas. People on Craigslist, or if you're in Canada, Kijiji, are the fucking worst.
I have an important correction. I was thinking of Cole Borson. I don't know anyone's name in Asgard. They all sound the same.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bor, father of Odin.
Yeah, that's what I assumed, too.
You know, I think...
He's, like, the worst person to date.
Wait, talking about who?
Maya. I just remember someone was a... Either Cole or Bor is a real asshole.
Yeah, because, I mean, Cole Borson is the serpent.
I think like I'm Odin's thinking brother. Of Cole because I'm thinking of whoever was sort of in cohorts with Odin when he got mad that the women were running the place.
That could be a lot of.
That could also be probably a lot of different times in the Thor timeline.
If you do have questions, because we have a new volume coming out soon, you can send them to the Twitter, especially when we request questions. And then we'll answer those questions on question-answer segments. We'll cut back to Wendigo and Gorilla Man as they are asleep in bed. Okay, yeah, so you two are asleep in bed, and you start
drifting
to sleep, and you guys are not having any problem. You're just sleeping normally because you got those nice tinfoil hats on.
Are we fresh for
Hell
that?
Yeah. Yeah, Ravages.
Yes.
I don't have to learn a new game system at all.
Yep. So, Jean and Enchantress, getting back to you, you see the goblin force. Yeah. So you guys have the goblin force staring down at you. What do you do? And getting the hell out of here by waking up is an option.
So the goblin force is just a green swirling thing?
More of like a green, burning shape. It definitely looks sinister.
I think I want to keep trying to get closer to it.
Okay. You are unable to teleport while in the astral plane, because that power was not developed.
No, I mean, I want to keep...
can't magically teleport.
Oh, are you saying it's distant from us vertically, or I...
Yeah.
Okay.
Vertically as well. I mean, you can walk more towards the area that it is. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay. So you start heading in that direction. Jean, are you following?
So this area has a definite physics to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, there is definitely a ground floor that you guys are walking on, but you haven't necessarily seen any other shapes. And as you come closer, you have another barrage of the energy coming towards you.
Take these guys down.
Do I roll the same thing for that?
Yeah. And Jean, if you want to, you can use the energy bolt, which would be a discipline check for you as well. You have 1 rank in that, and then you have 2 willpower points, so your roll would be the same as Enchantress's. 1 green, 1 yellow, 2 purple. And if you want to, you're able to upgrade it as sort of detailed down there.
So I got 3 successes and 1 threat.
And what about you, Gene?
3 successes and 2 threats.
Okay, yeah, so you both easily blast your way through those. And, like, they are not giving you any trouble at this point. Except that you are feeling tired. Like, you aren't used to doing magic in the astral plane. You aren't entirely sure what your limits are. And while you are doing things that you know, it's just doing it in this very unfamiliar environment, where it seems a bit more taxing than normal. And do you continue forward?
Yes.
This time, drops off a piece of it that forms a green sort of outline of a humanoid in front of you.
What do you desire?
Who are you?
I am an emissary of the Goblin Force.
Did you take the stars?
Did anybody truly own them?
Okay, well that's cute, but did you?
We have not taken anything. They have simply been forgotten about.
Can you make everyone remember them, please?
Why would we want to do that?
Because it messes up the whole dang universe.
That seems like a problem for you. If it ceases to be a problem for you, then you have no more work to do. Isn't that true?
I'm not from around here, so...
So you seek to impose your will on another world?
It seems to be basically the gist of this mission, yes.
While Jean is talking, I think Amora is sort of pacing sideways around the emissary, just investigating it.
You want to roll me a knowledge magic check to see if you can find anything out about this?
Okay. I see.
That's going to be 1 green, 1 yellow, and 2 purples. Because you have 1 rank in magic and 2 points
in
intellect.
I got a failure and a threat.
You have no idea what this thing is, but you're pretty sure you could probably deal with it by, like, kicking it.
I think I basically reach out and try to grab its arm.
Make me a melee check, so that's just going to be 1 green die and then 2 purple.
That's a threat.
Yeah, you try and touch it, and it just turns around. Or, well, it's like where it had a mouth form, it flips over to the other side and says,
"No, you do not do that."
Sorry, now I'm looking at what does Smooth Talker do?
Smooth Talker, when making checks with a charm or when you make a charm or coercion check, you may spend a destiny point to gather additional success equal to your ranks in Smooth Talker. We didn't roll for destiny yet, since not all the party has ended up in here.
I think Amora just backs off, but kind of locking eyes with this creepy force and grinning somewhat unsettledly.
Gene, what are you doing?
Is it still sassing me?
It turned its attention to Enchantress when she tried to touch it.
Is force bolting it a good idea?
You can roll for a force bolt.
Success and 2 advantage.
Yeah, you blast through it, and it dissolves into energy, and sort of the green that it was briefly turns to red, and then flickers away.
Well, there's that.
I look at Jean appraisingly.
Sisters gotta stick together.
So, how close are we to the Goblin Force?
You're maybe 200 yards away from being underneath it. And it's maybe 500 yards up in the air.
I mean, I think, Enchantress just wants to keep... keep menacing this thing. I don't know that that's actually wise, but...
Yeah, I mean, you're free to do what you want here, so...
No, I think, yeah, I think Enchantress just keeps walking towards the, green.
Okay. What about you, Jean?
Yeah, I'm going with her. Let's see what the Goblin Force can do.
The, Goblin Force just ends up dropping down four shapes that are twice as big as the emissary that it dropped down before.
Will you submit?
I want to try shooting one with an energy.
Roll that check.
That's green, yellow, and purple. Or two purple. That is two threats.
That is not good. You try and like do the signals, but you're getting tired. You can't seem to access the magic as well right now.
So I just failed to do it at all?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the shapes ended up seeing that you failed to do this.
If they're a living thing, could I read their minds?
Yeah, you can try and do that. You want to make a telepathy check?
Okay.
So it is going to be using one of the 4 points that you had to make this check, just because it functions differently. What are you trying to read, or what are you looking for in their minds?
To see if there's a way to make people remember the stars.
You go in and you have flashes. They are, actually, roll me one of the white die. We'll see what your results are there.
Oh, two light side.
Yeah, you are able to get in and you see images of massive towers that have been constructed on the earth that seem to be helping to spread this force that's in it, but that's the only hint that you're getting from this, and it's going to make you take one strain from being in here.
Okay, Enchantress, there were two towers. Think back on Earth. Is it two or four? Math is hard.
I want to try another bolt.
Okay, roll again.
Failure and two advantage.
It fails. I mean, you got some of the energy this time, and that would give you a blue die. But as a result, you are going to be taking some strain from this failure. So you are down to 12 strain out of 15.
Can I hit them with another energy bolt?
Yeah, roll for it.
Ooh, one advantage.
Yeah, you're able to get a bit of the energy ready, but like when you tried to launch an attack, it just didn't fizzle. You're trying to figure out your way around this like different source of energy, but it's difficult at this point. And with that, the four big boys are going to come over, and they are going to make an attack on Enchantress first. One of them is. And that is not going to be good for you, Enchantress. It punches you with a big old energy fist. And you are going to be able to soak up one of that, but you are going to be taking two wounds while you're in the psychic plane. And then another one is going to take a attack on Jean. And this one is able to deal you one damage after your soak. And you get pushed back so the others can't make attacks this turn. You are quickly getting the feeling that with your energy the way that it is right now, it is likely not a good idea to stay here or at least try and face these things down.
So do we tell ourselves to wake up?
I wake up.
Okay, Enchantress, you are woken up.
Okay, Jean, I wake up.
You are also woken up. It's maybe about 1 in the morning, so you haven't been asleep for very long.
That was exhausting.
Do you want to reach out to your other teammates? Because you all do have cell phones.
I should probably do that.
Okay, are you going to call or text? Well, I assume that Jean would probably be more likely to call as opposed to text.
I'll listen on speakerphone.
Does Jean even understand cell phones?
I mean, she knows what phones are.
Yeah.
Like, does she know how to work a cell phone? Like, I know all the people I've met from the 60s have had a pretty tough time doing
Surely
it.
Surely you've taught her by now, though, Wendigo.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I can read someone's mind and figure out how to download sweet apps.
Mm-hmm. So, So, are you calling Wendigo or Gorilla Man, or are you trying to set up a group chat?
Group chat. Let's get everybody involved here.
Okay. So, Gorilla Man and Wendigo, you're getting phone calls.
Let's see.
Are you going to wake up and take them?
Are we?
Okay, you guys both roll me a endurance check.
I'm in the yellow.
I am in the white.
Okay. So, Wendigo, do you have personalized ringtones for everybody?
No.
Okay. Gorilla Man, what about you?
No.
I
don't think anyone
yes,
does.
Guys.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, and.
Okay. Yeah, so you just... So you guys have the generic ringtone, and that is going to wake up you. That wakes up Wendigo. Gorilla Man, you are fast asleep still. But Wendigo, you're in on this call.
I shake him awake.
Gorilla Man, are you waking up?
What? Where are we?
We got a phone call from the teens.
Oh, those teens who let us get thrown out of school.
You're on speakerphone.
Oh.
I'm not a teen. And I can't say we had anything to do with you getting thrown out.
Suppose that's fair.
Seems a little weird that you called us just to rag on us, but okay.
You found out who made everyone forget the stars.
Oh yeah, so did we.
Did we find out, or did we just find out that someone did it?
We met
them. I know we asked, I just can't remember if...
We met them.
I thought the rich
Oh, shit!
Did.
Who are they?
The Storms.
Yeah, our Storms are...
They're a sentient cloud on the astral plane, as far as I can tell.
Can I punch the astral plane?
Worth a try.
Not the astral plane, but it seems like you could maybe punch the cloud.
I think I'd like that. I've had to do a lot of talking for the last day, and I think we all know that's not my strong suit.
No, honey.
I want to rip a cloud in half.
I want to watch you do that. So what did you find out?
We met Joan Storm of the Storms who run the school. And Joan said that people have been made to forget the stars, like you found out. But... you can be kept from forgetting. For example, right now, we're wearing tinfoil hats.
And,
Also, there's a weird kid that negates powers that can make people remember... that can make people remember the stars.
I imagine that's what we were fighting, Jean.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I also saw a flash of some kind of towers... when I tried to read the Goblin Force mind.
Towers? What did they look like?
Oh, and your principals did this.
What did they look like?
Big and metal.
Big and metal?
I mean, you don't have a lot of say or description for design.
Was Spider-Man on them in a movie poster that would later be modified after 9/11?
No, it was
in 2001.
Obelisk or building?
obelisk.
Mm. Does anyone remember seeing one of those?
Nope.
Nope.
So, I suppose we need to keep rather quiet about this around the school if they're in control of the whole thing.
Now, question, do you want us to wake up Joan and bring her in on this call?
Can she be trusted?
I do not know, and I've been told I'm a very bad judge of that. She seems mean. But she seems like Enchantress mean.
Ken.
Yeah. I think we can trust her. She's like the trustworthy mean.
Okay.
So, do you go knock on her door?
Ken, go knock on her door.
Alright, I'll go knock on her door.
After a few minutes of loud knocking, Joan comes to the door. What can I get for you, Dr. Kragoff?
Yeah, hello, our children are on speakerphone. They want to talk to you.
Okay. Yes. Talking to the children at night is good. The parenting books... yes. Okay. Joan trudges down. Joan Storm, how can I help you?
Hello. Amora. Our friends tell us that you can tell us some information about the other storms and how they're controlling everyone's minds.
What are your friends' names?
Oh, Wendigo and Gorilla Man. Well,
I have
Ken
an actual
Francois,
name.
I suppose. Depending on what mood they're in.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. So...
I'm upset that you found your way around that. You fucking railroaded my character. I've been playing that character consistently for 3 fucking episodes. And you come here and railroad me at the end of the story arc.
You are such a liar.
My brother and my brother and sister-in-law used to be great scientists, and one of the things they were interested in was traveling into space and trying to see if there was anything beyond our solar system. When we went with my sister-in-law's friend into space, we passed through a field that transformed all of us, and I'm not entirely sure what it was. And there was something we saw after. I'm not entirely sure what it was. It was just this blinding white light, and then we found ourselves crashed back on Earth, and we all gained powers. My sister and brother-in-law went to give a big speech saying that there is something out there, there is something more, but when it came time for the actual show, when it came time for the actual presentation, they backed down. They said that there was nothing out there, that we had been lucky to escape with our lives and get only as transformed as we were. I tried to say the truth, and they made me seem... They worked to destroy my character. I still try to work with them and the Future Foundation, but the more that I tried, the more I felt that they were actively working. They were actively working against me.
What do you know about some towers? Decorative, perhaps.
The energy beam towers.
Yes.
It was one of the early plans. They wanted to try and find a way to provide cheap, clean energy all over the planet. Nobody turned them down, and so there's something like 200 or so of these towers around the Earth.
That sounds exhausting.
Is there any, like, core one or a way to take down the system? It sounds like these might be involved in making people forget the stars. I am, after all, a professor in alternative energy.
Is he?
Sure.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, I really don't know. It's beyond my area of expertise. I'd say talk to them, but considering two of your friends already were removed from the base, it doesn't seem like they might be the best ones to ask. If there's any other ways that I can help you.
Sure, we'll be sure to keep in touch.
So I mean, what did you bring us here for then? I'm sorry, I know that sounds rude. I'm trying to get a sense of what everyone's goals are so we can piece them all together.
I want to find out what happened to my family. And when James told me about what happened to the two of you, I wanted to do something. I wanted to try and find out what you might know. Maybe we could work together. But it seems like you have somewhat less of an idea of what's going on here than I do.
Our friends are very thankful for your hospitality. And if we can... If they can stay there, we can keep reporting what we find out from this delightful school.
Oh, wait, Joan. Can't one of your kids read minds and project an image of what they read? I don't want to say use your children as bait, but that seems potentially handy.
I'd really not suggest it. She's very... awkward around people, and her only exposure with my brother and sister-in-law was very harsh. It took me a while to help her get over that.
That seems fair.
Do you know anything about the other professors at the school?
Loosely, I mean, is there anyone in particular you're asking about?
Just curious how deep this runs.
It's hard to say. I mean, even before they had changed, they always wanted to bring the brightest minds possible to the school. Generally, I have contacts within the school.
Anyone we can particularly trust?
James, you can.
Which one is James?
That's He-Hulk.
Oh, fantastic. He was very rude to me.
Now, if you don't mind me saying, Amora, you sound a bit old to be a student there.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Well, I'm going to go back to sleep. So, good night.
She failed a lot of grades.
Are you wearing your metal hats?
Excuse me?
Oh, the hats that keep them from messing with your mind.
I did say that. I did say that earlier.
I have.
Listen to your father.
A crown? Will that?
No, I don't think it would block out the psychic energy. What happened when he fell asleep?
Oh, don't worry about it. What kind of metal?
Most metals work. It's just having that metal around your head.
Okay. Sure.
We're using tinfoil.
I'm sure you are.
You could go to the kitchen and get yourself a pot.
Well, that's a fantastic idea. I think I'll do just that. Well, we're losing your signal. Gotta go. Bye.
Okay.
stupid call anyway.
You're the ones who made it.
You're the ones who took a call from teens at night.
You're always supposed to be available for your children.
Even your child who's older than both of you combined.
Yes. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Joan says goodnight to both of you.
Oh, goodnight.
Goes back to bed. So, Gorilla Man and Wendigo, are you guys going back to bed?
Yes.
I mean, I guess. Are I put on some extra tape on my hat.
Yep.
Okay. And, Jean and Enchantress, are you going to try and put together metal hats yourselves?
Don't I already kind of have that little headpiece thingy?
That's not really metal, though.
Oh, okay.
Wow, Professor X cheaped out.
Did. Then I telekinetically disassemble parts of my bed and fashion a metal hat.
Are you doing the same, Enchantress?
I mean, I don't have those powers. I'm...
you do have your, whatchamacallit wand. Or your,
That turns staff. Metal into ash. Not the other way around.
I don't know, have you been even able to make it do that consistently, though?
What?
Or you could just glint. It's been pretty inconsistent. You could alternate.
I literally looked at my character sheet to check whether I could do that or not.
Hey, if you want to make a roll for it, I will stop you. Enchantress is banned for burning down the school.
So, if I roll this, what will probably happen is that I will melt our beds and the hat that Jean just made.
I believe in you, Enchantress. Believe in yourself.
No, I think I'm just going to go spend some time sneaking around the school.
Okay. So, Jean, you've got your metal hat. Are you going back to bed?
Well, it seems not recommended. I'm going to find out what those obelisks are.
So are you two going to go and further examine or try and find things online?
I want to go to the basement and find the janitor.
Okay. Do you want to teleport?
I hear she forges.
You haven't really looked to see what the security is like out there. Okay, so Enchantress, you're heading down to the basement. Jean, where are you going?
I don't know.
Sleep is an option.
I want to destroy those friggin' obelisks. How do I find out where they are?
While you have a hat on, you do feel that your ability to your use of extrasensory perception is limited.
Yeah, you have the cool hat.
Okay, maybe I go to sleep and hope the phoenix talks to me again.
Okay. And, Jin? Enchantress heads down to the basement. Roll me an agility check for sneaking.
I have bunny slippers also.
So your feet, your footfalls are extra quiet.
That didn't go great though.
Did you roll a one?
I guess my bunny slippers slip on the tile and I fall clattering down a set of stairs. I rolled a 19. And I have a 20 agility.
Yeah, that is not good enough. Yeah, you fall down the stairs. You're on the classroom level. And you come face to face to the janitor.
I think it's a bit late for you to be out here.
Do you make helmets?
What type of helmets?
I'm really into Viking cosplay. And I've been working on a costume, but I haven't been able to sleep. I've been planning it. Do you make helmets?
Look at her, and she's about to respond, but instead, her eyes start to glow green, and then they start to turn into green flames that starts to spread over her face, burning the flesh off, leaving this green skull staring at you, and she is going to make a, check on you. You need to make a psyche check.
That's a 98.
The pendant stare does not do anything against you.
Rude. I want to walk past her and keep going to her her forge basement.
Well, she did not expect that to happen. So, online. Nice. Yeah, she is going to make another attempt to penance stare you. Roll again.
A what? Sorry.
Roll another psyche check.
Okay. Well, that's less good. But it's still green.
Okay, you are able to fight it off a bit this time, but you are starting to feel really bad and tired.
Okay, I teleport to the basement.
Okay, roll your teleport check.
That's an 82. That's in the yellow. No, that's... Yeah, yellow.
So, you reach the basement, and the only things that you see down here are a cot, a metal chair, some forging equipment, and then this big old furnace. And a, woman walks out of the shadows. She is
It's a goth.
Incredibly pale. She has black hair, an all-black outfit, and a red gem in the middle of her forehead. And she's and she says,
"It looks like you or out past your bedtime.
And she blasts you with something. You don't get a save, and that's where we'll end this volume.